October the 25th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. And I got an email from somebody today. They said, do you have an email address? I swear. It's on the website. How they got me through email, I'll never know. Oh, well, what another strange day in the financial markets. You know, yesterday the Dow plunged, trading curbs kicked in. Was only after the fact that we found out that the initial plunge yesterday, and that brought the Dow all the way back before the close, was based on a rumor that hit the floor that, who was it? Oh, I forget now. Lehman Brothers? Is Lehman Brothers still in business? One of the big investment houses. Rumors were going around because Merrill Lynch came out and said that, well, they had a big $7 billion, a big write-off, thanks to subprime. And there were rumors that another major financial house yesterday was going to announce similar results. And then it turned out not to be a fact, but simply a rumor. Well, if you believe lightning doesn't strike twice, it happened again today. This time, the rumor was that AIG, the insurance giant, was going to report a big write-down for the same reasons that Merrill Lynch did. And the market just plunged 100 points until word hit the street that, no, that's also a rumor. And so the Dow went from being 100 down to just 3 1/3 points down, ended the day at 13,671. NASDAQ off 23 points, that was because they didn't hear the Microsoft first quarter beats the street by a big margin, so the NASDAQ finished at 2750, S&P 500 off 1.5 points of 1514. Gold pretty much was all over the place today. And we'll tell you where gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm about to hit the road. I wanted to pay $3 a gallon for gasoline. And so I will. Way to go. What a guy. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friend. No, I don't go to Kokomo when I want to get away from it all. Most people would go to Kokomo when they want to get away from it all. I'm going to San Antonio, Texas. Gold had a low of $764.70 today, a high of $770.40, closed up $5.40 the better to end the day in New York at $768.50. Big winner of the day, silver. Hi-ho, silver, up 35 cents, closing at $13.92. It had a low of $13.69 and a high of $14.07. I'm not sure if that was because Jimmy Rogers, the guru of commodities, came out today and said silver and palladium will outperform gold. He also said that he's dumping everything he owns that's dollar denominated. Platinum closed up $7 at $1,450. Palladium up $2 at $365 even. Currently in Asian trading, gold up another $1.80 at $769.60, and Hi-Ho silver up 7 cents at $13.94. Man, does it have a hard time breaking through that ceiling at $14. I have a feeling. Yeah, I get them every now and again. I try to curb them as much as possible. Occasionally having a cold shower works. But I have a feeling that if silver can break over $14, and now I'm speaking like one of those analyst geeks, if it can break over $14 and stay there for 3 consecutive trading days, I say strap yourself in for a wild ride. U.S. dollar index lower by 30 basis points. That could be the reason for a number of analysts saying the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency and that the euro is. Although Jimmy Rogers seems to think that the Chinese yuan actually will be the world's reserve currency. Isn't that special? U.S. dollar index closing at 77.23. Big story of the day, oil. just as I get ready for my road trip here in the exclusive white suburbs of Scottsdale, Arizona. The expensive stuff is now $3.05 a gallon. The cheap stuff is $1.87. Crude oil, over $90, $90.46 the barrel. Now, if you read the financial guys, they say, well, that was because of the inventories in Saudi Arabia statement about this, that, and the next thing. No. The reason why oil is over $90 a barrel and soon to hit $100 a barrel is because this administration, for whatever strange reason, because they got really smart people working for them, like Henry Paulson, head of the Treasury Department, who seem to think that declarations of war are good for business. This $3 spike in oil was because of the sanctions that today were announced by Secretary of State, standing right next to Mr. Paulson, that we're imposing severe economic sanctions on Iran. And have you noticed something? That we're following a carbon footprint of the lead up to the war with Iraq, basically trying to scare the large populace and those obviously who believe in the rapture, that Iran is evil personified, worse than Hitler, and unless we kill it, it's going to kill us. And that's their philosophy, and that's what they're going to stick with. And so expect to see $4 gallon gasoline in the not-too-distant future, because nobody's going to back down from this. Now, if you're really worried about Iran, let me give you something else to worry about. Russia is flying bombers that are capable of launching ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads on them. They're flying around, I don't know, off the coast of Alaska, off the East Coast, off the West Coast, testing U.S. defenses, see how good they are, how bad they are. And we worried about Iran. by the way, who was it? The foreign affairs babe from Israel said that Iran doesn't pose us a threat. What? But the president told us Iran is a threat. And here we have the Israelis saying, well, they're not really that much of a threat. What's her name? Her name is, it's one of these names. Tzipi Livni, the foreign minister, said a few months ago in a series of close discussions that, in her opinion, the Iranian nuclear weapons do not pose an existing threat to Israel. The Haaretz magazine, which, by the way, is coming under severe criticism by, yes, you guessed it, AIPAC. Well, these are Jews that are out of line. They have to be reined in by Abe Foxman, ADL, AIPAC. she came out in the Haaretz magazine, which they reveal in an article on Livni to be published tomorrow. Livni also criticized the exaggerated use that the Prime Minister, Mr. Olmert, is making of the issue of the Iranian bomb, claiming that he is attempting to rally the public around him by playing on its most basic fears. Last week, former Mossad chief said similar things about Iran. The article also reveals for the first time a document Livni prepared and sent to Olmert a few months after the second Lebanon war, proposing a new division of labor between the two. So here you've got Condoleezza Rice coming out. Now, they do. Why do they do this during market hours? I mean, are these people completely brain dead? Well, if you follow their track record at Katrina, and obviously the devastation that is sweeping California as we speak, yes, this is the most probably the most inept bungling administration in the history of the United States. I mean, is there anything, and I swear, I don't do this on purpose. I'm just, can somebody explain to me something that they've done right? Have they achieved anything in the almost 8 years this administration has been in office, except for total chaos and mayhem? I mean, do you realize that this war with Iraq, we're not talking about the war with Iran, this war with Iraq is costing every single person in the United States $8,000. Well, we don't feel the $8,000 because nobody's knocking on our door asking for a check. But eventually, those that $8,000 is taken out on goods and services and all kinds of weird and wonderful things. Ultimately, somebody's got to pay for it. This war's cost something like $2.3 trillion, according to estimates from the Government Accounting Office. We go to war with Iran, add another $2 trillion to that one. So pretty much, is there any reason why Jimmy Rogers is telling everybody, sell everything that you have that is dollar-denominated? Because the dollar is toast. It's finished. It's through. It's over. The game is done. The facade, the veneer of the once world superpower monetary unit no longer exists. It's just a matter of time. We are watching an animal in its death throes. Someone should do the humane thing and put a bullet through its head at this point in time to put it out of its misery. But we will string it along for as long as possible because the large majority of the unwashed is completely, well, I guess they must watch Fox News. Have you ever watched Fox News? I watch it on occasion. Why it is still a viable network television entity beats me. There's nothing on there of any substance outside of if you belong to the Kool-Aid crowd and you want a rah-rah for a failed president, a failed foreign policy, a failed economic policy. I mean, you have the morning show guys. They got a thing called Fox and Friends, who for the last 2 days have been pushing forward this proposition that it's Al-Qaeda that's been setting the forest fires in California. And it's based on an FBI report from 2004, which, by the way, doesn't even mention California. It mentions Colorado, Wyoming. And it's like Al-Qaeda's everywhere to these people. If there's anything that they can blame it on, it's Al-Qaeda for whatever reason. It just escapes me. Somebody actually pays these people to do this. This is even more amazing to me. It's more amazing how they even pay Sean Hannity the money that they do. Or let me get started on Rush. And when you listen, and unfortunately I do this, don't ask me why, maybe I have a death wish. I listen to these people. I shouldn't. Maybe I'd be good if I just stopped listening to them. Anyway, we'll continue after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve. so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Jack Wilson said it was written T. Kinda love you back, knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out. Yeah, you know, I'm so wild up. Don't need no coffee in my cup. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side, and yes, we'll let it all hang out this hour. So this is what I find rather amusing. Well, I find everything amusing now. I don't take anything seriously any longer. Why? Why? You have to laugh at these people. Otherwise, you will go insane and start killing large amounts of people randomly. The left, and when I say the left, I'm pretty much blanket whitewash everybody who is inclined to go left, is blaming the fires in California on global warming. Well, you see, sun heats the earth, dries out the brush, we've gone through a drought because of global warming, El Nino, and it caused the chaparral to dry out more than it would have. And if we weren't putting so many fossil fuels into the atmosphere, this wouldn't be happening. So it's global warming. The folks on the right are blaming the Democrats for turning this into a political football. Well, they want to blame the president for everything. They'll blame him for the sun sinking in the west pretty soon. And that's their argument for it. It's once again, striking the division between the left and the right, causing anxiety amongst many people, but never addressing what's the real problem for the fires in there. It's kind of like solving the situation in the Middle East. You know, people either want to blame the Palestinians, other people want to blame the Israelis, but nobody wants to identify the Zionists. So you'll never solve that situation because you've never identified the ideology of Zionism and the fact that Zionism is in control of everything that goes on in Israel and the United States. But it's much easier to confuse a general populace by not dealing with the actual source of the problem. And it's the same thing with the fires in California. It is based on many years of groups like Save the Chaparral, Save the forest, save the little furry creatures, save this, save that, save this and the next thing. Weak kneed politicians seeking votes from a misguided populace that caves into the pressure of the environmental lobby, and so they make the clearing of the chaparral forbidden. Therefore, after years of accumulation of the stuff and hot and dry seasons and wet and cold seasons, you have the perfect storm. And the perfect storm just blew through California. And the bad news for California is they better hope that this global warming thing is a hoax. Why? Well, following summer, we go into fall, where it does tend to rain a little bit on the West Coast. Therefore, we're going to end up with mudslides of epic proportion, causing more mayhem and destruction. I mean, it's nuts. Nobody wants to address the real causes of any particular problem. This is why these things just fester like an open wound and continue to fester like an open wound, because nobody has the moxie to deal with the truth, because they are part and parcel of this mindset that's been consuming the nation like a cancer called cultural Marxism or political correctness. It's the same thing when you talk about race in this country. I mean, listening to the debate, the big debate on the mainstream media, is the difference between what went on at Jack Murphy Stadium, now called Qualcomm Stadium, I still prefer to call it Jack Murphy Stadium, and what went on at the New Orleans Stadium. Now, because at the Qualcomm Stadium, it was a party, for want of a better word. They had clowns, they had ventriloquists, restaurants supplied buffet meals. You had people arriving there to lend their support and lend their help. There's great stories that come out of tragedies. The one thing that always bugs me is the animal thing. And it's just because I have this attachment to animals. Actually, I get along with animals more than I do with human beings. I learned a lot from animals. We can learn a lot from animals. And I'm not talking about Fido or Fluffy here. I'm talking about real animals. You know, the ones that run around the wilds of Africa. We'll get into that one in a little bit. But here they are trying to make an argument that, well, the reason why that never happened in New Orleans is because they were surrounded by water and no help could get to them. That's the reason why. Without addressing a very basic issue, is there a difference between black Americans and white Americans? And because we are so consumed with political correctness, we will never address that problem. So that wound will fester for now until eternity.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side on this Thursday. You know, it doesn't matter what it is that you look at. Nobody addresses the core root of problems. And then people wonder why, and they walk around stunned and stammered when bad stuff happens. It's the same thing, and we are going through the same thing with the U.S. dollar right now. No different. No different whatsoever. The large majority of the unwashed is in complete denial. Nobody wants to address the real issue. You know, in the past 24 hours, and I've heard it twice, on Bloomberg News, that the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. Is anybody paying any attention to this? First, I heard it from economist Clifford Bennett of Sunray Capital, who said the euro was the world's new reserve currency and that this idea was now universally recognized. And as we said before, Jimmy Rogers, who has been bearish on the dollar and the state of the U.S. economy and its fiscal outlook for quite some time, said exactly the same thing. But what's notable about Rogers' latest call on the dollar is that he's once again backed his conviction with his actions. Because yesterday, Rogers announced that he is shifting his personal assets out of the dollar and into the Chinese renminbi, This is a statement from Rogers. And the reason why he's getting out of the dollar. Jimmy Rogers, chairman of VLand Interest Inc., said he is shifting all his assets out of the dollar, buying Chinese yuan because the Federal Reserve has eroded the value of the U.S. currency. I'm in the process of, and I hope in the next few months, getting all of my assets out of U.S. dollars. Rogers, 65, who correctly predicted the commodities rally in 1999, if you'd listened to him then, you could have bought gold at $250, but nobody was listening. And that I'm pessimistic about what's happening in the USA. Rogers, delivering a presentation late yesterday at an investors' meeting organized by ABN, that's Amro Markets in Amsterdam, says he expects the Chinese currency to quadruple in the next decade and that he's holding on to commodities such as platinum, gold, silver, and palladium. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So what is the rationale behind the calls for the dollar's eventual demise? As Mark Faber recently noted in a lengthy interview with Bloomberg and in a separate interview on CNBC, said the recent widespread bearishness might represent a contrarian buy signal for the dollar in the short term, but this does not exactly cancel out the U.S. currency's long-term problems. In summary, expect continued deterioration in the dollar's purchasing power and increases in inflation over the longer term. Inflation will not be confined to the U.S. It has appeared and will continue to appear in countries across the globe. Every government will try their darndest to paper over the monetary inflation with ridiculous explanations and reconfigured price indexes which purport to show low inflation. Still, worldwide inflation is here, and it is only a question of which fiat currency will depreciate at the fastest rate relative to hot currencies such as gold. Yes, my friends, we are facing once again this dilemma that nobody's paying any attention to. And it's only the people who are smart enough to listen to alternative media, who do their homework, who spend the time to research the facts for themselves, that are the enlightened ones. I mean, as I said, I can't even understand why Fox News is even a channel, how it's even a viable channel. There must be a whole swath of stupid people out there. Well, according to the president's approval ratings, at 24%, which I might remind you, Hitler's at 25%, it says a lot. Now, who makes up this 24%? Are these just the brain-dead evangelicals, the Rush Limbaugh listeners, or Sean Hannity listeners, or Michael Medved listeners? Which, by the way, they're all the same thing. They jump from one propaganda show to the next propaganda show to the next propaganda show, and they end off the evening with Michael Savage, where they are spitting bullets and want to kill every Muslim that they come across for some strange reason. But it is. It's insane. Here we are facing real crises. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe people will wake up and smell the coffee when gas prices at the pump are $5 a gallon, because that's where it's going. Let me tell you something. When oil hits $100 a barrel, the price at the pump is not going to go from $3 to $3.25. The price at the pump is going to go from $3 to $4 pretty much overnight, just like gas prices did this weekend. On Friday, I filled up on Friday. Friday, the expensive stuff in the exclusive white neighborhood of Scottsdale, Arizona, was $2.95. Today, it's $3.05. Where did that nickel come from? How come I wasn't paying attention? Well, I was driving past this morning and I had to run a few errands, and there it was. And I went, what? When was it 3:04? What happened? And let me tell you, $4 gasoline, everything. You can forget about 2.3% inflation rate. Well, they can keep that at, and there's a reason why, a very good reason why inflation rate is 2.3% or whatever stupid number they come up with, because obviously that's what they want to pay as cost of living increases to the Social Security recipients, who might as well grab it while they can, because it's not going to be there for much longer. Well, that's the reason they keep those figures there, because they figured out after the 70s how to cook the system. You see, every crisis that happens, the powers that be figure out a way of how not to repeat it, but not by doing the right thing, but by just simply doing the same thing over and over again and just changing how the rules of the games are played. You see, prior to that big shock of double-digit inflation under the Carter administration, food and energy used to be part and parcel of the basket of commodities that we gauged inflation on. But then when obviously that brouhaha blew up, they sat down and said, you know, if we just took out the food and energy component of this basket of commodities, we could kill inflation, which is part of the mandate of the Federal Reserve. Keep the dollar strong and keep inflation low. They've really done a bang-up job on that one. Because, believe it or not, the White House is actually holding a summit now on what to do about the dollar, as though that's going to lend any credence or support to foreigners thinking about, should I invest in U.S. equities or should I invest in China? Let me tell you something. A lot of people who are sitting on the fence after listening to Jimmy Rogers or reading about what Jimmy Rogers is doing, looking at his track record, even if you disagree with his politics, which I do, but that's neither here nor there, because he was a big buddy with George Soros. But apparently they had a fallout, and anyway, that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is, whether you like the guy, whether you don't like the guy, he has been exactly correct since 1999. I should know. I follow him on a consistent basis. He hasn't been wrong about a single thing as far as where the dollar is going and where commodities are going. But you see, he was a lonely voice out there in the wilderness back in 1999. Because you got all these Keynesian economists out there. Don't get me started on the pronunciation. K-E-Y, key. I know he liked to say, it rhymes with brains, but it doesn't. Keynes didn't have a brain. This was a man who thought that debts meant nothing and gold was a barbaric metal. That's where the term came from, was from Keynes. He called it a relic of the past, a barbaric metal, had no place in the world's financial systems. Well, yeah, if you're a proponent of paper money, sure, it's a threat to your whole thesis. But yeah, you have, this is the most frustrating thing. And let me remind you again. How do we get the stuff that we eat and we consume on a daily basis? How do we get it? Well, it comes from one of two choices. It either comes from rail or it comes from a truck. And guess what they both have in common? They both need fuel to make them move. So if the cost of fuel goes up, everything goes up. And some. Because everybody then passes their increased costs on down the line. And you know what rolls downhill, and you know what's sitting at the bottom of the hill. I mean everything. There's nothing that escapes it. The cost of manufacturing goods goes up because everything is made of petroleum. The cost of fruit and vegetables goes up because you've got to get it to the market somehow, usually by truck. You know what I found out disturbing? I don't know if I shared with you this the other day. We got a garlic capital. I've forgotten what it's called. Garlic capital in California. I thought all the garlic consumed in America came from this little community, this garlic center of the world. Do you realize that the garlic that you're buying in your supermarkets comes from China? I didn't know this. I had no idea. And oh, by the way, if you like avocados, last time I was in the supermarket, you could, I don't know what it was, you could get three, and they were dinky little avocados. You could get three avocados for a buck. The wildfires in California, goodbye avocados. Now the avocados are going to come from somewhere else, and they're going to be a lot more expensive. So here we've got all these things going on. Nobody's got any solutions to them. And just like we are never going to solve the wildfire crises, whether it's California, Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, we aren't going to solve because we don't want to address the real problem, which is the stupid environmental laws and the politicians who think they can acquire votes by adopting this green policy. So that's going to continue. It's going to get worse. Racial problems in America are going to continue to get worse because there's the haves and the have-nots out there that are still arguing over ridiculous things, and there's going to be no resolution to that one. And it's the same thing when it comes to money. It's the same thing when we are talking about, well, America's dollar is the world reserve currency. It's not. It's no longer the world's reserve currency. People are running away from the dollar as fast as they can. And for a number of reasons. Not only do they see the fiscal imbalances of epic proportions, and they get bombarded with it on a day-to-day basis. Congress increases the spending limit by $1 trillion. The Government Accounting Office comes out and tells us the war's going to end up costing $2.6 trillion or $2.4 trillion. You got David Walker, the head auditor of the United States, saying that unless urgent action is taken on Social Security and Medicaid, that's going bankrupt. So if you've got all these things that are not only in the red, but heading south fast because nobody wants to address these issues, if you don't think foreigners are seeing this, then you're kidding yourselves. And they are dumping out of U.S. assets. And besides that, America has become very business unfriendly. Let me just tell you something. I always say this about these government agencies, these bureaucracies that are formed in order to achieve some public good based on a lie. That the problem with these kind of agencies is at some point in time, their need to exist will force them to do things that are completely unconstitutional. And when we've ended the stupid war in Iraq, we are then going to turn internally and start looking for domestic terrorists. Oh, yeah, this is when it's going to get really fun. What's a domestic terrorist? Well, as I've said many times, why I've always argued against the war on terror. Because a terrorist, as defined by a government that declares war on terror, means that if you oppose any government policy, by definition, you are a terrorist. When was it? Sunday, I think it was. Had an article appeared on Republic Trading Group. Disaffected, now listen to this carefully. Disaffected people living in the United States may develop radical ideologies and potentially violent skills over the internet that could present the next major U.S. security threat. This according to Michael Chertoff. He said this Monday. We now have a capability of someone to radicalize themselves over the internet, Chertoff said on the sidelines of a meeting of International Associations of Chiefs of Police, most probably sponsored by the ADL. They can train themselves over the internet. They never have to necessarily go to the training camp or speak with anybody else. And that diffusion of combination of hatred and technical skills in things like bomb making is a dangerous combination. Those are the kind of terrorists that we may not be able to detect with spies and satellites. Now, so what are we going to do? Set up roadblocks? Well, Jane Harman just submitted a bill that was passed overwhelmingly that said exactly the same thing. Yes, my friend. And you thought the terrorists were Muslim. Yeah, take a look in the mirror. We'll be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is work. No.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine.
Welcome back, my friends. There we go, that worked. Just so you know, I'm not going on vacation. People, you're going on vacation for a week. No, I'm just driving to San Antonio tomorrow. to spend Sunday with Chuck Colson and the good folks at Straight Gate Ministries standing outside John Hagee's church. That's a Sunday, October the 28th. Hagee's church is the Cornerstone Church, and it's 18755 Stone Oak Parkway, San Antonio. It's near the Highway 181 and the Charles W. Andrews Loop. And and I've been thinking of a way to bribe some of you people to show up there. And this always worked pretty well for me in Colorado, so I'm going to try it here as well. You bring your kids along to this event. I'll give every single kid that shows up that listens to the show that was dragged there by his parents, I'll give you a silver dollar. The kid, that is, not the parents. So bring as many kids as you want. I'll hopefully have enough silver dollars to meet the demand. So if you show up there on Sunday with your kids, I'll give them each a silver dollar. And besides, it'd be a great thing to do. This is not a confrontational thing. This is not to get into anybody's face. This is not a Sean Hannity type event in any way, shape, or form. All we're trying to do is rescue the lost sheep, have the opportunity to speak to a few people who believe in the ideology of Hagee and this Israel First crowd out there, that they're living a lie. And just plant the seed in their heads so that maybe they'll go home and check the front cover of their Bible to see whether it was published by Oxford Press. And that will answer their question for them. And so tomorrow's show will be a rebroadcast of Wednesday's show. And I will be spending the week at the Mothership in Round Rock, Texas. Till then, I will see you on Sunday, San Antonio. Till then, see you, bye.